Manhunt. The clue of the widowed bride that led to Manhunt. No crime has been committed yet. No murder has been done yet. No manhunt has begun yet.
There she is in the doorway. Doesn't she look beautiful?
All brides look beautiful, don't you know that?
She's getting a wonderful man. The way she looks now, she deserves him.
Appearances are sometimes deceiving.
In a couple of minutes, Peggy Norton will be Mrs. Douglas Gordon. What a break for her.
The ceremony.
Friends, we are gathered here today.
What a switch this is. We came to a wedding and we wind up at a funeral.
Manhunt and the clue of the widowed bride.
All right. Get their names and addresses and let them all go. You can't hold 150 people all night for nothing. Call me back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill, he says.
What are you so happy about, Drew?
No reason. What are you so glum about, Bill?
I got a reason. You want me for anything, or you're just wasting time in my office?
I just want to know whether you had anything on a Douglas Gordon murder that I could check in my laboratory.
When I get something, I'll bring it in. The guy was shot at his own wedding. 150 people in the hall, but nobody saw the murderer. And there isn't a gun in the whole place. My men searched everybody. Practically tore the place down looking for it. And we looked outside, too. So don't give me any of your smart suggestions.
Okay, Bill, I won't. But I'll tell you one thing.
Yeah?
There's no gun. Nobody saw the shot fired. Then the murderer stood way in the back and got out of the hall as soon as he killed Gordon.
It could have happened that way. Place wasn't filled. Somebody could have been in the last row and shot Gordon from there.
Yeah. Well, I've solved half of your case. You take the other half. I told you how it was done. You find out who did it. Simple.
I'm the one that's simple, listening to you. And now remember, Drew, you stay in your laboratory where you belong. And don't mix in this case. Give me trouble on this, and I'll get you a suspension. Just as sure as my name is Bill Morton.
Okay, Bill. I'll be leaving now. Be seeing you.
Okay. Get going.
I'm gonna find the murderer of Douglas Gordon.
All right, beat it. Hey, what did you say?
I beg your pardon.
Yes?
Can you tell me where I'll find the society editor? I'm Drew Stevens, police.
Right in that office across the floor, Mr. Stevens. His name is Reginald Gordon.
Gordon, eh? Any relation to Douglas Gordon?
Yes, his brother.
Yeah.
He's all broken up, Mr. Stevens. He idolized his kid brother. That was Douglas.
Thank you very much. I won't keep him too long.
Come in.
Mr. Gordon, I'm Drew Stevens, police. Could I talk to you a minute, please?
Yes, I suppose so.
Thank you.
Now sit down, Mr. Stevens.
Thanks. I hate to bother you at this time. First of all, when I came here, I wasn't aware that you were Douglas Gordon's brother.
No? Then what did you want?
Some information. Apparently, somebody in the social set to which your brother and his bride-to-be belong didn't want their marriage to take place.
Nobody wanted it to take place, except Doug and Peggy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Gordon, if your brother weren't around, whom would Peggy Norton have married?
Some other unfortunate, probably George Jeffers or Walter Nicholson. They were both in love with her.
Were they at the wedding, do you know?
I don't know. Personally, I couldn't stand to see my brother throw himself away on that girl, and I wasn't there either.
This Norton girl must be pretty terrible in your book, Mr. Gordon.
I'd rather not talk about it. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, certainly. Thank you for your time and for the information. I'm going to see Miss Norton. Where does she live, Mr. Gordon?
The Allenby Towers. Incidentally, if you're going up there, you'll probably find George Jeffers and Walter Nicholson there, too.
How do you do? Is Miss Peggy Norton in? My name's Drew Stevens, police.
Well, she's busy right now, Mr. Stevens, but come in.
Thanks.
I'm George Jeffers. Peggy's being questioned now by Sergeant Morton of the Homicide Department.
Oh, Bill's here. Well, Mr. Jeffers, would you give Sergeant Morton a note for me, please? I don't want to interrupt him myself.
Why, certainly, Mr. Stevens.
Okay, I'll just write it out in this notebook. Bill, Commissioner must see you at once in his office. Don't telephone, but get there immediately. He knows who killed Gordon. Signed, Drew. There you are. Please see that Sergeant Morton gets this.
So the police commissioner knows who killed Gordon, huh? Well, are you going to wait to see Miss Norton, Mr. Stevens?
No, I'm going now.
Very well. I'll take the note right in.
Thank you. I can't talk to that Norton gal while Bill's here. He'd see to that. Wait till he finds that note's a fake. Wow. I'd better hide behind these drapes till he leaves.
Nobody leave here. Remember, till I come back or I phone. You get that?
We'll be here, Sergeant Morton.
Okay, goodbye.
George, do you think he suspects anything?
Not a thing. He doesn't know a thing, Peg.
Please excuse my being...
What?
I thought you'd left, Stevens.
I changed my mind. Miss Norton, I'm Drew Stevens.
He's a detective, Peggy.
Not exactly, Miss Norton. Could I talk to you two for a minute, please? I want to know several things. For instance, why were you going to marry Douglas Gordon, Miss Norton?
Why, because I loved him, of course.
And why are you here now, Jeffers?
Because I love Peggy.
George, don't.
Why not? There were three of us in love with Miss Norton, Stevens. Gordon, Walter Nicholson, myself.
See?
She picked Gordon, but that doesn't mean that we stopped loving her. We didn't mind too much losing out to Douglas Gordon. He was as fine a man as you'll ever find.
And yet he was murdered.
Someone had killed me, Mr. Stevens. That would be easy to understand. I'm not very well liked, except by the men you know about.
Yes, I gathered that. Were you at the wedding, Jeffers?
No. Neither Walter nor I could take that. The nearest we got to the wedding was reading about it in this newspaper here.
Oh, may I see that paper, please?
Certainly. Here you are.
Thank you. By Reginald Gordon. Must have been pretty tough on poor Gordon to write the story of his brother's murder. Let's see. He says, death was the best man today at what was to be the wedding of Peggy Norton and Douglas Gordon. Before the ceremony could begin, and as Pastor Robert Thackeray said, friends, we are gathered here today. A murderous bullet thundered through the hall.
Please, must I be reminded of those words? Must you read that now?
No. Oh, but I just thought of something. May I use your telephone?
Certainly. It's right there.
Thank you. Please don't go, either of you. Miss Norton, did the murder of Douglas Gordon happen just as it was described in the paper?
Yes, exactly that way. Those were the exact words the pastor used, and the shot came just at that time.
I see. Oh, hello, connect me with Reginald Gordon, please. Hello, Gordon, this is Drew Stevens. No, not yet. Look, Gordon, your story on page one of the paper tonight, did you write it after questioning any of the wedding guests? No, I know it wasn't necessary. I was just asking. No, that's all. Thank you very much.
I knew it. Got me out on a wild goose chase with that note. So you could sneak up here, eh, Drew?
Now, Bill, listen, I had to talk to these people.
You won't be talking to anybody for a long time, Drew. Lucky I had sense enough to telephone the commissioner. Find out your message was a phony. I'm arresting you right now, Drew.
Bill, look, not now. Don't arrest me now, not for an hour. If I don't have this murder cleaned up by then, I'll quit my job, I'll give myself up to you, or anything you want. Please, Bill, just 1 hour.
I'm not giving you a minute. You've made a dope out of me for the last time. You're coming with me.
Look out!
Hey.
He's got a gun.
Hey!
Sorry you made me do this, Bill, but I've got to get out of here.
Put on that gun, Drew. Pulling a gun on an officer of the law is a crime. You can't get away with that.
Murder's a crime, too, Bill. And I can't let a murderer get away with that, either. You're a good reporter, Mr. Gordon. You must have had a lot of training.
I've been on this paper for 20 years, but what are you driving at, Stevens?
Just this. You say you weren't at the wedding of your brother and Peggy Norton.
No, I told you I wasn't there. Anybody that says they saw me there is lying.
Nobody said they saw you there, but your story said you were there. Said it very plainly. It stated the exact minute the shot was fired. Right after the preacher's first words. How did you know what they were?
I didn't know. I imagined.
You knew all right. You knew because you heard them. It's the only way in the world you could have known. And your reporter's instinct made you write those words just as you heard them. You were in the hall, Gordon. Fired the shot that killed your brother and then escaped before anyone saw you. Why'd you do it?
I'm going to have to kill you too, Stevens, right now. Don't move. This gun is aimed right at your heart. Doesn't matter how many people I kill now. I never meant to kill my brother. I meant to kill Peggy Norton. She would have ruined Douglas's life. She would have gone on playing around with Jeffers and Walter Nicholson after they were married.
Your aim wasn't very good at the wedding. I think I'll take a chance on it now.
You'll never hold me, Stephen.
Hey, what? Never. I'll get this gun free.
I guess I shot the wrong man again.
Stevens? Hey, what was going on here?
Hold it, Bill. You killed your brother by mistake, but you killed him, didn't you, Gordon?
Yes. We were always together in life. I guess it isn't too tough to join him now.
Well, he's gone, Bill. But you heard his confession. Well, you still want me?
Do I still want him, he says. No, I don't want you. I'm never going to want you. I guess you'll always be around. Thank goodness.